Be up after the BBC News.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
Support for this program is provided by WORT's listener sponsors and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 2304. Local 2304 is a small local union with a big agenda, bringing power to the people by representing the workers who provide safe and reliable gas and electric service at MG&E. The professional union reps at Madison Teachers Incorporated, the field organizers and canvassers at For Our Future, and the staff collective right here at WORT. More information about the union is available on their website at ibew2304.com.
Hello, this is Julie Kendler with the BBC News. A Ukrainian energy company says a major power plant south of Kyiv has been destroyed in the latest Russian strikes on infrastructure. Other energy facilities were also hit in Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, Odessa and Lviv. Here's Vitaly Shevchenko.
Russia's attacks on Ukraine have intensified very noticeably, targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. And President Zelensky this morning reiterated his calls for more air defenses for Ukraine. He said if Ukraine doesn't get them, this would mean giving Russia a license, as he put it, to carry out terror. The Ukrainian forces on the ground have been retreating slowly but steadily. Russian troops have been making progress, capturing small villages. The members of the Ukrainian military I've been speaking to, they're sounding desperate even.
A property developer in Vietnam has been sentenced to death for the country's biggest corruption case. A court in Ho Chi Minh City said Trung My Lan defrauded the Saigon Commercial Bank of more than $40 billion over 10 years. Jonathan Head has more.
She can now appeal against the death sentence and may get leniency if she follows the court's injunction. The court has asked her to find and give back a lot of the money that's missing, around $27 billion, they say, is still unaccounted for. There's a huge amount of public frustration over deeply entrenched corruption and corruption at the highest levels of the party. The Communist Party has an awful lot of power, a lot of control over, for example, access to land, to decision-making, and corruption is just, as the Vietnamese economy has grown so fast, it's just ripped through the whole economy. The Communist Party chief has actually stated he believes corruption and public anger about it is an existential threat to the Communist Party's hold on power.
The Israeli military has promised to build a new direct land crossing into northern Gaza to handle up to 50 aid trucks a day. An IDF spokesman, Daniel Hagari, said lessons were being implemented on how to better protect humanitarian agencies following what he called the tragic killing of seven aid workers in an Israeli strike.
These new measures enable us to bring more aid and trucks destined for Gaza from overseas, including the Via land crossing with Jordan, where we expect 50 aid trucks a day to pass through.
However, it's unclear how quickly the new crossing will be in place. Germany has urged Iran to exercise maximum restraint after it said it would retaliate for an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy compound in Syria. The German foreign minister told her Iranian counterpart it was in everyone's interest to avoid further regional escalation. Washington has sent a US general to Israel to discuss the threat. World news from the BBC.
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man! I just bought it!
Did you realize this year's Record Store Day is April 20th, also known as 420? We here at WORT are certainly aware, and as a matter of fact, we're throwing a party at the Crystal Corner Bar with two great local bands, Iftikhar and the Earthlings, supplemented by sets from WORT DJs, Julia McAnley from Her Infinite Variety, Brian Hirsch from Green Morning Radio, and New Phone Rick of XL290 Live Music Radio Hour. So we'll see you at the Crystal Corner, Saturday, April 20th, for our Record Store Day and 420 celebration with Iftikhar, the Earthlings, and WORT DJs.
I feel lucky.
Wartstock is coming to Warner Park on Sunday, May 19th, and we're holding a raffle with some great prizes. Winners will take home one of five Summer Music Festival weekend passes, and we've added dinner for six with tequila tastings at Migrants, worth over $700, a pair of season passes to Forward Theater, stays from Marquette and Ruby Marie Hotels, and a crystal and onyx necklace from Goodman's Jewelers. Gift certificates from Sardine, Orange Tree Imports, 10-pin alleys, and much, much more. Plus, merch from Wine and Hop Shop, and of course, some great wart swag. Tickets are $3 each, 2 for 5 and 5 for 10. Drawing is at 5 p.m. at Wartstock, but you do not need to be present to win. Tickets are available at upcoming wart events or at the station. A complete list of prizes is on our website at wartfm.org. Good luck.
I feel lucky today.
This is WRT 89.9 FM, and we're having some problems here with the CD player. Hold on, everyone. We'll have it together here, Arno. In the meantime, you can listen to my banter. God dang it. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not playing. All right, well, you are tuned into WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin. My name is Tony Castaneda, and it's time for the Thursday, April 11th version of the 8 o'clock buzz. I am not joined in the studio by Eli. Eli's in Las Vegas, everybody. He's got a whole week's run at Caesar's Palace. He's rich and famous now. Well, joining me in the studio is Arnold Gonzalez. Arnold, good morning. What are you doing here?
Good morning, Tony.
How's it going?
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going well. Yeah.
You know how we roll down here. Yeah, Eli's in Las Vegas. I don't know what he's doing. I wish he was doing a week-long run at Caesar's Palace.
Hopefully he's having fun.
Then we'd all be rich. Yeah, he is. I'm sure he is. On today's show, we're going to have Alejandro Pumbra here from the band Los Chechos. They have a CD release party or a record release party this Sunday at Lola's over there on Commercial Avenue. And he's going to be down here talking about that event, and he's also going to be playing some music from their thing. So that's why you're here, Arno, right?
Yes.
All right, good. All right. So we'll be with you in a minute, and we apologize for no theme music. Let me try this one more time, Arno. Let's see. Hey.
Joinha. Joia. Um momento. Um, dois.
Na 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 na
It's 8:14. You are tuned into WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin. Your listener-sponsored community radio station. Getting off to a rough start here. Eli's not here to keep this ship running tight here, as needs to be. But joining me in the studio, I'm very pleased to have Alejandro Pumbra. Alejandro is an artist, musician, man about town here in Madison, and he's also the band leader of the band Los Chechos. Good morning, Alejandro. Thanks for getting up, man. You tired?
Good morning, Tony Castañeda. I'm a little bit tired, yeah. I did not sleep well last night, maybe like 2-3 hours.
Were you nervous about being on the radio?
Yes, I was nervous that you will interview me, you know. You sometimes come out with these hard questions, so I was like, oh, man, hopefully he's going to be easy on me, but
yeah,
I'm
what's
okay
your
now.
Name?
My name?
Yeah.
I think you already say it.
Alejandro Cumbra. That's a hard question. So your band, Los Chechos, been around for how long? Let's talk about your band. How would you describe your band?
Yeah, so my band has been playing for the last 11 years. I think we're going for 12 years now. We started as, I don't know, three of us, Jeff Alexander and other guys, and then we started putting excellent musicians from the Madison community, which you might know some of them, all of them. And so the music that we play is it's a mix of rhythm. You know, we have people from the Midwest, so Midwestern feel, as well as an Ecuadorian feel, which is mine. So we play kind of like reggae, ska, cumbia, rock. Yeah, a combination of everything. Depends how we feel and who the crowd is.
Well, in 12 years, that's a long time.
That is a long time. And so, and finally, after those 12 years, we decided to have our first album, and it's great.
All right. And how long has this album been in the works?
We just finished it, doing the master recording. So it's about to be published in the air. So, yeah, it's brand new.
All right. And your band started off with your three members that you talked about, but what about your current band? What is the lineup now?
Yeah, so we have a saxophone player.
Does that person have a name?
Yeah, it does have a name, man. You know, I'm really bad with names, but of course I'm not going to forget everybody's name here. Well, me, the vocals, Alejandro. Then we have Peter Bagenstoss playing the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
We have Marcel playing the bongos.
Congas, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We have Jeff playing the acoustic guitar. We have Matt Mansky playing the electric guitar. We have Tony Bauer playing a saxophone. And we have, bass player Kevin Knapp. And Josh Pultorak playing drums. And here and there we have some subs, Aki, mm-hmm. sometimes subs playing bass,
mm-hmm.
as well as Daniel sometimes plays saxophone mm-hmm. with us. Let me see.
Okay, so the band has grown since that time.
Yeah. We're like eight.
Now, are you guys going to be playing a Sunday at Lola's? Can we talk about your record release, the event itself?
Yes, yeah, we are playing at Lola's High Long Lounge this Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. So, yeah, we're going to have our first album ever. Listening release party. So we're going to have friends, we're going to have the members there. And
no, it's just going to be a listening party. You're actually not going to have CDs for sale.
No, no, just a listening. The CDs, well, I don't know that people are doing CDs these days, but I was thinking to do it. What is that face?
Bad.
We are thinking to have LPs, records. So hopefully that will come up in the summer. When we perform at the Memorial Union, June 28th, from 4 to 6, then I'm hoping to have records then. Yes, sir.
Okay. So this Sunday, again, from 8 to 10, and your band will be performing, right?
No. Listening.
Okay, so you're just going to listen to it.
We're going to be listening. We're going to be hanging out, having some food there. I heard that the place is nice. You kind of feel like in the 70s. I don't know. It's a cool. I've been there once and I love it.
It's a very cool vibe. It's a nice spot.
It's a nice spot. So
it's a welcoming spot.
Exactly. You know. So why not to do it there? Having like these feelings of the 70s. And it's going to be what I like about our band is that brings diversity, brings community, brings people of all age, of any other nationality. And that's something that I would say I'm proud to have, you know, this diverse group of people, friends.
All right, so we're actually going to attempt to play some music from your new recording. What is your album called?
You know, we were trying to come up with a name, but it's...
people, you still didn't come up with
No, people say that the first album is always the name of the band. I mean, that actually was Josh Pultora who said that. And so I just go by that. So the name of the band, of the album is called Los Chechos, right?
What does Los Chechos mean? Everybody wants to know, man.
Everybody wants to know. And I'm going to say on the air. So when I was a kid, my brother Jackson, Andres Pungil Bravo, who I'm hoping he's listening right now. When I was a kid, I couldn't pronounce his name. So instead of calling him Jackson, I would call him Checho. And so then I wanted to name the band something original and something that means a lot to me. And so that's where the Los Chechos derive from.
All right, and what are we going to be listening to? This song doesn't have a title either?
What do you mean doesn't have a title? It's in front of your eyes, right? There is the name. Can you read it? It's in Spanish.
I know. What does it say? I can't read it from here.
Añoranzas. Perfecto.
You don't even know what it is?
I know what it is.
What is the name of the album?
He said
it. Song?
Añoranzas.
Okay, and that means what?
Añoranzas means when you are... you know, having some memories about your lifehood, your childhood. And so that's what the song is about, is añorando time in Ecuador and now being here in this new nation.
And how long have you been here in the United States, in Madison? And what brought you to Madison?
Yeah, I've been here since 2001. I came, the first state was Ohio. I lived there for 6 months, and then I moved to Madison. And I've been here since, so maybe 22 years. It brought me here because I was trying to get a driver license. I couldn't get a driver license in Ohio, so then I came to Madison and got a driver license without any extra people helping me or trying to take advantage of me getting money from me. So it was easier here. It was a sanctuary, I think, back then. So that was easier for immigrants, undocumented immigrants, especially back then. So that helped
me. People were able to, undocumented folks back at that time were able to get driver's licenses here in the state of Wisconsin and for a long time.
Exactly. So that's what I brought me here, yeah.
And of course, that has changed, and that is a big issue there.
It's very important for you.
Exactly. So then when you got to Madison, though, were you surprised about Madison, or what made you stay in Madison?
I came here when I was in middle of February, so it was super cold, but I felt welcoming. People were nice. People were welcoming.
Even me?
I did not know you then. Probably if I had met you, I probably wouldn't go back to Ohio. I'm kidding. No, you're a great guy.
I remember seeing you at the Carnival Bar because we were playing, doing our residency there.
And
who's this guy, man? And
Yeah, that's how I met you, the Cardinal, and you always were welcoming and invited me to potlucks and music events. And I mean, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. Alejandro Pumbra, his group, Los Chechos, and they are having a party to celebrate their first release, which of course they called The Beatles. I mean, Los Chechos.
Los Chechos Beatles. How about that?
Yeah. Because that's what you're supposed to call your first album. All right, we're going to play this song here. And I think Arnold's got it queued up on the computer. And here it is, Los Chechos, everyone.
De altas montañas y selvas, donde sientes el mar y el calor de su gente, donde pones las semillas y en cualquier año te crece, árboles, plantas silvestres, mucho por cosechar. El suelo sueña ser grande, no piensa en el mañana. Todo es colorido, un sueño sin fin. Jugando en la lluvia, con un sol en su punto, es lo que muchos dejamos al cruzar esa línea. No es fácil olvidar, no es fácil dejar, no tu familia y amigos, tu identidad y tu vida.
Say 27, you are listening to WORT, but also you were listening to Los Chechos, their song Añoranzas, Añoranzas. And they're going to be doing a record release, or at least a sound release or something, at Lola's Hilo
Lounge.
Lounge, right over there at Sherman and Commercial Avenue. I don't have the address. And sounded really good there, Alejandro. Not only that, a caller called, said he wants to know that this is fantastic music, and it's signed your brother. No, it's not. it was your mother.
He's probably sleeping, no. And my mother
or your girlfriend
doesn't
or
speak
like
English, okay. And I don't have a girlfriend.
No, that's good. thank you for calling. What else is going to be happening? What, you guys got some shows coming up?
Yeah, there. So as I was telling you the other day, the members are a little bit busy. I'm a busy person too. I'm doing a doctor's degree right now, and so my life is writing, reading, doing academia work, and the other members too are people are getting married, having kids. So it's a little bit harder to.
That happens.
Right? That happens. Life happens, right? I'm hoping that we will have more gigs this summer. I think that I've been in touch with a couple places to play. But one for sure is on June 28th at the Memorial Union. Summertime. Mm-hmm. It's going to be from 4 to 6, I think, or 6 mm-hmm. to 8, yeah. So we're going to be there. That's the one that I know. The other ones that will come in, probably I will make sure that people will know when we're playing next.
Okay, Los Chechos. We're going to play one more tune here. Alejandro, thank you very much and congratulations on your first album here.
Gracias, señor. Y gracias a todos por escucharnos y que tengan una linda resto del día.
Órale. Here we go. What do we got here? Pato Negra, huh?
Pato Black Negro, Duck. Black Duck.
Black Duck.
Yeah, inspiration of the north of Minnesota. Peter Bagenstosh was the one there.
Okay, good. Here we go. Where did you record it? Oops. You're listening to Los Chechos, and Pato Negro is their song. Their record release party is this Sunday at, we didn't get the time. What time, man?
Yeah, it's happening this Sunday at Lola's from 8 to 10 p.m.
8 to 10. All right.
Yes.
All right, at Lola's.
Totally so free.
All right. Sounds like a good time. Los Chechos. They got their new album out called Los Chechos. Meet the Beatles. Joining me on the line is the number one weatherman of all time, Captain Seto. Good morning, Captain.
How are you, Tony?
I'm all right. Kind of a little lost here without Eli, but I figured out how to make the connection, so it's great to...
Yep, you're coming in loud and clear. Hopefully I'm going out over these wonderful airwaves.
Yeah, you are. Everything seems to be working here down at this end.
Get the weather out of the way before we do anything else. You guys are going to have... High spring is on the way where you guys live. But today, there's about an 85% chance, I don't know how they come up with these numbers, an 85% chance of rain. There's a little rain supposedly at the moment and thunderstorms tonight or this afternoon. Doesn't sound, they're not calling for anything serious, but thunderstorms. So, you know, bring in the lawn furniture, so to speak. And then cooler tomorrow, and then Sunday through about Wednesday, highs are going to be 70 and above. About 70 on Sunday, 77 Saturday, 77 Sunday, same temperature on Monday, cools off a little to only about 70 with a thunderstorm on Tuesday, and then Wednesday it's warm again. So you're going to get about a 5-6 day blast of high spring.
You're right, and we're talking then temperatures like in between 60 and 70, right?
In between 60, no, more like 65 to 75.
Really? All right.
Yeah, get out the golf clubs.
already done, man. Yeah. Captain, that's very good. And what about up there? Now, I know you guys got a late snow just like a week and a half ago, though.
We got
that snow cover gone?
We got two storms, and we got about 15 inches between the two storms, which is probably about half the snow we got all winter. About 2 weeks ago. The big news up here is, A, the spring peepers started last night, them little frogs, and we had our annual bear visit. And so the feeders are on the ground, and the suet logs are gone, and some bear had a nice meal at our expense.
And the bear just comes once a year, right?
Well, I now have to start bringing the feeders in at night, basically. Forget about the pecking logs, those suet logs I put out, and then just the one feeder I have by the garden comes in every night. And I make sure the other one, it doesn't have anything in it by the end of the evening. So that we don't want the bears to make this a regular routine. I don't mind if they come in once or twice and, you know, do what they do, but we just don't want them making this one of their regular delicatessens.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a way to keep them bears away. You could probably write a book on that. Speaking of not writing books, somebody who should probably read a book, Wisconsin senatorial candidate Eric Hovde was quoted just the other day complaining, and actually he stated that people in residence, elder citizens here in the state of Wisconsin who live in assisted living facilities or whatever, he questioned whether or not they were capable of voting. Did you follow that at all? Did you check that?
I saw that blurb, and not only is Mr. Hovde an idiot and a fascist, but he's an idiot and fascist.
Don't mince words.
excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. Speaking of frogs, I got a frog in my throat. Because demographically, I believe the elderly or people over the age of, say, 60 tend to vote conservative/Republican, and why he would want to alienate them, though the people in nursing homes probably don't hear about this much, but how he would want to alienate the elders in this community when they're more likely to vote for him than they are to vote for Miss Baldwin, it doesn't make any sense.
As reported in the Rolling Stone, a Trump-endorsed Senate candidate questions if nursing home residents are alive enough to vote. His... It just boggles the mind here. This is on April 5th. He did an interview on the Guy Benson Show. Eric Hovde, a Republican running on seat Democratic Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, claimed that it was suspicious that some nursing homes in Wisconsin had 100% voting percentages. So he said, well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote. And you had children, adult children, showing up saying, who voted for my 85 or 90-year-old father or mother? Of course, he is referring to an alleged incident in my old hometown of Racine there. There was a Racine County Sheriff, Christopher Smalling, who was a Trump supporter, of course, obviously, tried to say that people were voting for their 85, 90-year-old parents who lived in nursing homes, that their parents did not vote there. So what do you think about that, Captain?
Well, I think I doubt the veracity of it to begin with. I think it's just hearsay to begin with. And one of the tricks that the more rabid fascists in our society try to do is, like, limit the franchise, as they call it, make sure as few as people can vote as possible, because obviously only rich white folks are supposed, rich white men are supposed to vote. And don't ask me whether there's any truth to this. Most of this voter fraud stuff, you find out that out of millions of votes cast across the country, you have half a dozen examples of this. And though I do know, just to completely change the subject, that during the Daily Machine, they would hire people, the precinct captains would hire people to go around and vote in different voting things as people who were dead. And this kind of stuff does go on, but I don't think it has anything to do with the elderly.
Yeah, Hovde actually was not opposed to dead people voting. At least he didn't say anything about that in his statement.
The problem is we also have dead people running. But that's another subject.
You're right. So, of course, and all these are pretty much everything. These are baseless claims that there was something actually fraudulent about the 2020 election. It's sad that we are still discussing this, that these false claims of fraudulent elections are still on the radar. They're still in the news. They're still alive. Well, and they had no basis, in fact, from the
start. I don't want to sound too much like I've got my aluminum beret on, but there has been voter fraud in the past by both parties at one time or another. Like Kennedy would never have won against Nixon in 60 if there hadn't been some like finagling in Illinois and Texas. And there are other examples of this, but basically this is one narcissist going, I lost, I can't possibly lose. That's, everything about my losing is a lie. And this has been going on for 4 years, and why we have to continue to put up with this is beyond me.
Well said, Captain. Well, I want to thank you for commenting today. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And of course, let's run down that weather again.
Well, it looks like thunderstorms tonight with highs about 60, a little cooler tomorrow. And then starting on Sunday, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 or 6 days in a row where the temperatures are going to be up near 70 or warmer. So your guys are going to get a blast of high spring here for about a week.
All right. Well, I'm not complaining down here, Kevin.
I wouldn't be complaining either. The weather here is pleasant, but it's not quite that warm.
All right, then. All right, well, Kevin, thank you very much for being on the show, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Find out what's up with the weather.
Right, and all you heathenistas out there, be kind, be safe, and rise up.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's 8:41.
Se va la pluma,
el pavo real,
pero se va la pluma,
el pavo real,
pero se va. Super Sim. Ha! Super Sim. Papa Tom. Super Sim. Super, 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 super. Papa, 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 papa. Papa Tom. Ah! The monkey speaks his mind.
Tune into WORT, by the way. This is a Thursday 8 o'clock buzz, a special musical version. So what happens when Eli's not here? Music. But yes, please enjoy. And I will let you know that next week we will hopefully be speaking with got it right here. You see, with Janet Zander from the, she's the advocacy and public policy coordinator for the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources, and they have just put out a statement today. They will be putting out a statement today in response to senatorial candidate Eric Hovde's statement regarding what we were just talking about with the captain of people in retirement homes and assisted living facilities not being allowed to vote. So there are actually people are getting on this right now. So don't forget to vote, everybody. Some more music for you as we kind of warm you into Hajira, which will be coming up in about 10 minutes.
But a brighter sun has dawned today, and they can stop us, come what may. A time shall come for you and I. She bowed her head and cried.
I forgot to say, everybody, that the views and opinions expressed here on the Thursday 8 o'clock buzz do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WRT Board of Directors, our paid staff, or our millions of volunteers. The Thursday 8 o'clock buzz is, well, for what it's worth, is for entertainment purposes only. So there.
There's a place called Africa, far, far away. There's a place called Africa, many miles away. A brighter sun has dawned today, and they can stop us come what may. A time shall come for you and I. She bowed her head and cried. Ooh, mama, please don't cry.
Thank you.
listening to Charanga Cakewalk. I want to thank you very much for tuning in to this very special stupid edition of the Thursday 8 o'clock buzz. I want to thank Alejandro Pumbra, also Arnold Gonzalez for helping out, Captain Seto for the weather. And we'll be back to normal programming next week, Thursday, hopefully. Thank you very much. I think we're going to get Hajira on time. What do you say, Jeff?
Looks good to me.
All right, let's see what we can do here. WRT 89.9 FM, Madison.
Mi amor, mi vida entera.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Thursday, April 11th.
This is Bird Note. There's no other sound along a stream or waterway quite like the reverberating metallic call of a belted kingfisher. As the showy crested kingfisher flies overhead, strong staccato wing beats and white wing patches flash a Morse code pattern. The bird's power is in its large head and sharp bill. The king of fishers hovers over water, then dives headfirst to catch its prey in its bill. Emerging from the water, the bird flies back to a perch. There it juggles the meal, usually a fish, frog, or crawdad, into position and gulps it down. At this time of year, the best places to see belted kingfishers are along sandy banks, where they're busy digging nesting burrows. These stocky, short-legged birds use their front claws, with two forward-pointing toes fused together for added strength, and their strong bills to dig holes. The holes typically reach 3 to 6 feet into the sandy bank, but some nesting holes can extend 15 feet. When not perching, fishing, or building a nesting burrow, the belted kingfisher dashes through the air, warning intruders with its rapid-fire call. You, too, can dig deeper and see a photo when you come to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird